Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Welcome to your Improve Your Mood download from hypnosisdownloads.com. Now, you may have heard the term emotional intelligence, which has become popular over recent years, identified as a vital part of human ability. Partly this means being able to effectively manage your own mood, a great advantage in a busy world. In a way, the idea is that we run our own minds rather than being run by them. Of course, we all experience differing moods in life, and this is entirely natural. We're not talking here about becoming some sort of automaton. In fact, your mood about something may be valid feedback. So, for example, if you feel a little irritable if someone you work with isn't pulling his or her own weight, this mood is actually feedback that you need to do something about the situation, perhaps by talking to the person. However, if you feel down a lot or very angry a lot of the time, this may be an indicator that some of your basic needs are not being met. These include regular rest, exercise, nutrition, regular social contact, and so on. As an aside, if you want to read more about this, you can do so at our website uncommonknowledge.co.uk. However, there are certain skills that can help you moderate your mood. We all need to learn to put the brakes on emotional arousal. Otherwise, we can't effectively negotiate relationships or fulfill long-term goals because we are too emotionally driven. In addition to the hypnotic session we will begin in a moment, there are some good practical strategies for improving your mood. Research shows that what makes people happiest are the number of small, pleasurable things they experience in the average day, not the great big things of life like winning the lottery. So as part of your overall strategy, I want you to begin to plan for pleasure. This doesn't mean being self-indulgent all the time, but just making sure you have certain activities you can use if you feel a little down. For example, listening to pleasant music for half an hour, going on a nature walk, or phoning up a lively and amusing friend. Now, relaxation also improves mood. So how often do you actually relax properly? Certainly, a session like this one can have a substantial positive impact on your mood. If you're feeling flat, plan for some stimulation to put a little colour back into your life, such as making yourself do exercise, join a dance class, or take up a new sport. Exercise boosts what we call good mood chemicals in the brain, such as dopamine and serotonin. Strange as it may sound, smiling for at least 2 minutes, even fake smiling, will reliably improve mood. More air travels through the nostrils when you smile, having an effect on your brain temperature and thereby lifting your mood. You can momentarily improve mood by deciding on some definite course of action for the future, or even deciding to put off a major decision for a few weeks, as this gives you a sense of control back. Here's a list of ineffective ways people sometimes employ when it comes to their own moods. I want you to ask yourself, do any of them apply to you? Firstly, being alone and isolating yourself. Secondly, crying a lot. Thirdly, blaming your failure or bad mood on others. Fourthly, accepting a bad mood without trying to change it. And fifth, using alcohol or other drugs or overeating fatty foods. These common strategies usually leave you feeling worse in the long term, so really think, what strategies had you been using in an attempt at lifting or altering mood? It's much healthier and more effective to seek out the company of those who you know make you feel better. You could do exercise. We know that this is a reliable mood booster. You could use distraction by becoming absorbed in something which interests you, like a favourite video or book. You could relax deeply, perhaps to a download like this one. And you can make a decision and devise a plan of action. Okay, so now let's move on to our session. Assuming you're somewhere you won't be interrupted for 15 minutes, just get yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down. That's it. And you can just let those eyes rest closed for now. That's good. And just begin to imagine breathing in calmness. That's it. And breathing out any less comfortable sensations. And as you absorb the following words, you can find that you begin to relax more as each second passes. Now, relaxation doesn't come all at once. It just gently works its way in, and you don't have to do anything. Neither do you have to do nothing, or anything like that. You can just rest a while I talk to you. Now, as you begin to relax a little more, you can think of a particular mood. Perhaps a mood you'd been experiencing earlier today. Now, of course, that mood wasn't you. It wasn't who you are, or basically what you're about. It's just something that passes through. Like a cloud isn't the sky, it's just something that floats in front of it for a while, and then moves on. That's it. And I'd like you to notice what it's like to see a mood, like a cloud of a particular colour. You can just notice that mood from earlier today or another time, right now. That's it. Just noticing what it is, and what colour it would be. And what texture it would be as well. And its shape. And as you continue to relax deeper and deeper, with even the air around you gently becoming more relaxed and playfully calm, just imagine what it's going to be like to be able to, so much more of the time, be able to wash away moods and bring on better ones when you want. Now, as you continue to relax deeper, you can just change that mood's colour to something different. Something you enjoy as a colour. Changing that texture to something that feels nice to the touch. Changing that mood shape to a pleasing shape. And as you do so, just notice how a better, more helpful and beneficial state of mind comes into play all by itself. Just using your creative imagination to bring forth a new mood in a matter of a mere few moments. Just noticing how that feels now. That's good. Now, as you continue to relax comfortably, just get the sense of drifting into the beginning of another kind of less pleasant mood. In a typical kind of situation, which would have triggered that type of response in the past. That's good. Now again, like flexing a new muscle to make it stronger, just get a sense of the colour and texture and shape of that mood. That's it. And once you've done that, just allowing those features to change into more helpful colour, a calmer shape, a pleasant texture. And notice how that mood gently shifts and alters and changes. That's good. And you're going to get very, very good at this. And in your mind now, you can begin to drift down a path of such beauty that leads you to some place so comforting and restful, noticing the different things which make that place so relaxing, restful, and fulfilling. The colours and shapes and sounds of peace and real gentleness. That's it. Just getting an idea of that place within the mind. That's good. And from this place of serene beauty, you can experience some real insights, some real knowledge. And again, you can notice what it's like to find yourself in the type of situation which would have before produced a less pleasant mood. That's it. Just begin to get a sense of that mood creeping in unhelpfully. That's it, just getting something of that. And as you get a flavour of that now, just get the sense of drifting out of yourself in that situation, that's it, and floating to one side, and just watching yourself in that time and situation from the outside, and relaxing away from that mood. Because you are seeing it from the outside. And just watch yourself in that time. And see the old typical mood within you. Like being able to see yourself clearly. And watch that mood texture and colour change to a much more comfortable look and texture. Good. And from within yourself, this time, just noticing again what it's like to just start to slide into a negative mood. Just get that amazing sense of changing it at will and altering it so that it merges and changes into such a better mood. That's good. And now in your mind, you can just get the sense of drifting to good and happy times from the future. That's it. Just gently drifting in. Where you feel so much better and more comfortable and content. That's it. Just noticing times like that. Life being like that. So much more. Day to day, more even calmness, more happiness and fun and absorbed, enjoyable focus in your life. Just noticing times like that now. That's good. And the more you experience this download, the stronger and better it's going to become. And you can find yourself right now in that wonderfully peaceful and relaxed place that just settles calm upon you. And you're going to find that in future times, you're going to be able to comfortably and rapidly change the color and texture of your mood so much more easily. And you can have a wonderful sense of curiosity and anticipation about that. You might like to wonder when the first time is going to be that you'll have a chance to use your new skills. For now, you can begin to drift back to the here and now, just becoming more aware of the sensations and sounds around, feeling so much better and very relaxed. That's it. Just drifting back to the place you're in, just feeling revitalized and refreshed, with the sense that your unconscious mind has very effectively forged some new and powerfully beneficial associations. That's good. And just coming back to the room, just feeling wide awake and refreshed. That's it. Just reorienting, maybe moving your body a little, feeling good and comfortable with that real natural energy. That's it. Just coming nicely awake and opening those eyes. That's it. That's good. Now, as with any new skill, the more you practice it, the better you'll become at using it until it becomes second nature. There are many other downloads related to stress management and personal development at hypnosisdownloads.com, so please head over there when you have a moment and see how we can help you. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have an uplifting day.